But we begin with cloning champions. The Fédération Équestre Internationale is the governing body of international equestrian competitions. The FEI is known for stringent anti-doping policies and ensuring a level playing field for horses in current competition, and recently issued a ruling on the champions of the future. The FEI decided last month to allow cloned horses to compete in international events, which includes the Olympics. Charlotte White is a deputy news editor for Horse and Hound magazine. She's with us from London to talk about what horse cloning could mean for the future of equestrian competition. And Charlotte White, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks, Virginia.
So what prompted this ruling on cloned horses?
Well, back in April, the FEI had its first sports forum meeting, and they discussed new innovations in horse sport, and cloning was one of the subjects that came up. And until then, you've not been allowed to compete cloned horses or their progeny, their offspring, at all internationally. But I think they felt that it's becoming a lot more common, and looking at all the facts, they decided to change their rules.
So the FEI is just overseeing equestrian events, correct? Not racing.
No, that's right. Yes, not racing. Yes.
So we won't be seeing a match race anytime soon between the clones of Seabiscuit or Man o' War or anything like that.
Sadly, no. Racing seems to be very adverse to change. They don't allow even artificial insemination in breeding of thoroughbreds at the moment. So,
is anyone upset about this decision in the equestrian world of the ability to use clones in competition?
No, I don't think so. Up until now, obviously they've not been allowed to use them, but there's been a great deal of breeding going on. People have cloned a number of stallions for breeding, and I think people were using them on their mares, you know, with the hope, an eye to the future, and hoping that they would be allowed to use them in competition in the future.
Now, Charlotte, you mentioned the future. We will not be seeing any cloned horses in this Olympiad in London.
Certainly not. No, none of them are ready at all. I think the oldest cloned horse, the oldest cloned sort of sport horse is probably the clone of E.T. And he's nine, but he's just a stallion. He's only used at stud at the moment. So no horses in the Olympics for quite a long while.
Okay, so you're mentioning stallions and studs. Of course, there are many horses in competition who are gelded or neutered when
Indeed.
They're early on. Cloning will now allow horses that were previously unable to breed to continue their bloodline. Would cloning possibly replace stud horses and retiring horses for breeding?
No, I can't see that at all. It's quite expensive and awkward. So I still think that if you've got a good mare or a good stallion, you're going to want to do it the natural way. But, I mean, if your horse has died or is dying and you feel that you'd want to use him or her in the future, then yes, then that's where it comes into its own, the geldings, like you said, and horses that for one reason or another aren't able to produce offspring.
You wrote about two clones of the American Olympic show jumper Gem Twist. I watched the videos of Gem Twist yesterday, an absolutely stunningly beautiful horse. And we do have a link for listeners to look at that at wordofmouthradio.org. Could this pair of clones of Gem Twist one day compete against each other?
Well, they're owned by different people. The two clones are called, we've got Gemini, which is quite a good name for a clone, really, isn't it? And then it was originally called Gem Twin, but she's changed the name now. And these are owned by Olga White, who is quite a big name in show jumping. She owns horses that are ridden by Peter Charles, a British show jumper. So there's a possibility the one that she belongs may come out under saddle. But the other one's owned by the lady who actually bred Gem Twist, Mary Chapot, and she's just bred him for breeding.
So these horses that are now in pasture could potentially become world-beating clones, you know, as you write, maturing in fields around the world right now. There are no guarantees that they will perform anything like their famous parentage, are there?
Absolutely not. No, they're twins. You know, you could breed seven horses from the same mare and stallion, and only, you know, one or two of them will do what you want them to do. You know, it's still very much a lottery, breeding horses.
How long before we could see a clone compete in the Olympics?
I think it's going to be another decade because this decision by the FEI will galvanise people into thinking, okay, yes, maybe I can breed a top-class horse now that's a clone. But I think that will only just be happening and you know, you need a good number of years to get your horse ready for big competitions. So, yes, I think we're looking another decade or so down the line.
Okay, Charlotte, thanks so much for joining us and giving us that rather bizarre prediction.
Thank you very much. Let's hope it's right.
Charlotte White, Deputy News Editor for Horse and Hound Magazine. We posted a link to her article about the new rules surrounding cloned horses. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. And as promised, some incredible video of the jumper Gem Twist, whose two clones could someday be champions. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org.